This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and this is a program called A Theatre Interlude, a program where I get to talk to actors, actresses, and theatre personnel about their love of theatre. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to Hawke's Bay-based director Ken Keyes, who is involved in a new Indian epic drama called Takshaka, King of the Snakes. Ken, welcome to Theatre Interlude.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That's wonderful.
Sounds marvellous. Takshaka, King of the Snakes. Tell us all about it.
Right, okay. I'm not going to tell you too much. I don't want to spoil it, do I? But, Takshaka, King of the Snakes, it's based, so many of these, all these epics, Hindu epics are based on a very ancient story from the Mahabharata. And it involves, in the original story, actually, a lot of shape-shifting, which is a bit of a challenge for us to do. We can't go that far. But it's essentially a story of Takshaka, who is, if you like, the hero, and I would call him the Hamlet of the story. And what we've honed the whole thing down to is a very simple line, if you like, where he suffers at the beginning. And he's the king of the snakes, and he suffers from human stupidity, really. And the tragedy at the start inspires him to this necessary journey that he must make to seek revenge for what has been done to the people, to the snakes. So it's that journey, and I compare it to Shakespeare's Hamlet, if you like. It's a way of making his way through life, seeking revenge and coming out the other side. I don't want to give too much detail about it.
No spoilers.
Yeah, that's right. but we've tried, as we do with all the these stories, this is the third one I've been involved with. We try to broaden the scope of the whole story and make it, if you like, multi-ethnic. And this one lends itself to that. So the whole symbolism of the snakes as part of nature, and part of nature being damaged and punished, if you like, at the beginning, that ties in very well with modern ecological thinking. And we try and develop that theme through it. It's very dramatic. It's very visual as well. It's highly dramatic. It's got the dance element in it too as well. Beautiful, beautiful dancing as a contrast to let's call it the colonialism of the bad characters in it. It's got aerial activities in it. It's got stage combat in it as well, and it's got the most beautiful Indian music connecting the whole thing, specially composed Indian music, I should say. So there's a lot happening in what is not really a very long show. It is on an epic level, which is what we're trying to achieve.
Is it a story in dance, or is it a musical? How would we put it in a box?
Yeah, it's difficult to put it in a box. It's essentially a drama, but it's on an epic level. It's in some ways like a medieval morality play.
Yes.
There is a morality here. We've got the powers of darkness and the powers of light. And Takshaka, he represents the powers of light along with his wife. The powers of darkness are obviously on the other side, and it's a matter of his development. How will he take the revenge that needs to be done without destroying himself as a character, as a person? And in the course of his journey, he meets various elements who confront him, all based on Indian traditions, who try and work on his internal conflict. So it's got that, if you like, Shakespearean element to it. But it's definitely a drama with the the costumes and the dance acting as a counterbalance to the heaviness of the drama side of it. There are other aspects in our production which I can't really give away to bring the audience into the story. A story about snakes is a bit of a challenge because we have a bad image of snakes. And I think let's face it, the Bible's got a lot to answer for in that respect.
Yes, it does.
It has got a lot to answer for. And the snakes, we try and bring in fresh ideas to our, if you like, Western thinking about that at the very beginning of the play, using, shall we say, a family scene with children, which we hope will appeal. And it brings out the other side of the snakes for people like us, the beauty of snakes, the snakes' role in ecology, the way snakes are worshipped throughout the world. And that was an astonishing thing for me as somebody not familiar with the ancient Hindi epics or Hindu epics, that they are worshipped all over the subcontinent. They're worshipped in Africa. They're worshipped in South America. It's a different reaction to them. In fact, we are just almost coinciding with Naga Panchami, which is the snake celebratory festival on the 21st of August. Mm. We're going on stage on the 5th of August at the Opera House, and that is a celebration, certainly in the subcontinent, which is honoured by the people and honoured in many services with milk being offered to snakes, people praying for wellness, praying for health, sweets, flowers, all part of that celebration. And it's celebrating a victory by Krishna over Kalianag. Kalianag is that represents the snakes. Yeah, so there's a lot to it in the background. Yeah.
Now, she's brought to us by Krishna Productions and Hawke's Bay Flying Trapeze in association with the Hawke's Bay Indian Cultural Centre. Where did the inspiration come for this? I mean, you've also got Dr. Watson and the Bindas Bollywood Band there. Is it a Hawke's Bay-based production? Is it a touring production? Or what is it?
Yeah, it's very much a Hawke's Bay-based production. And Deepti Krishna and Srijit, her husband, they're the inspiration behind the Hawke's Bay Indian Cultural Centre. And she's actually, by profession, a scientist, a biochemist, and Srijit, he's working in the hospital. But this dance studio that she runs is the love of her life. And this is the third or the fourth, maybe, major production they have done. And they did, and I was involved with Shakuntala, with Sita Unsung, and certainly this is the third one I've been involved with. And what's wonderful about it is they wanted to bring a dramatic, beautiful part of Indian culture to Hawke's Bay, but they wanted it to reach across all cultures. So that's why the stories have been adapted. In this case here, Glenn Pickering did the script 18 months ago before the COVID and everything else. And it's been adapted, as the others have been, to appeal to across the board people from all sides of society. Yeah,
I was going to say it's got a very big appeal, hasn't it? Because it's got drama in there, you've got circus in there, you've got dancing in there, you've got singing in there. You can't get much more else.
You
can't get much more in there, can you?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I think the word nightmare creeps into my mind. Yeah, yeah.
But who is it going to appeal to? Is it going to appeal to across the board? I mean,
It will. We hope appeal across the board.
Yeah.
And the Sita Unsung, which we did at the Opera House, and we got good audiences. And to our delight, we got very mixed audiences.
Mm.
So we hope the same thing will happen this time. And you're probably aware, as much as I am, how this is happening across the bay. There've been numerous. We've had recently the Pakistani and Friends Hawke's Bay Association bringing Bollywood to the Bay. Mm. We've had numerous performances lately from, as I say, the subcontinent. And that's wonderful, I think.
Was it hard to put together, Ken? I mean, just looking at the flyers that you brought in, the costumes looked magnificent. And was it hard to cast? How did that process work? I mean, I know it's been it's been coming along for more than 18 months.
So. It has been.
Here it is finally.
It was very easy. We just said, everybody come along. Immediately we had a top-class cast. No, I wish it was really like that. It's never like that. So we have a wonderful cast, a mixed cast again, and we've got some wonderful professional input because we recruited Mikhail O'Connell, who's pretty well known locally and is now based in Centrepoint in Palmerston. We've got Mikhail coming up specifically to play the lead part, and added to that, then we've got some very experienced and very good local people, and that's working really, really well. It has to be, for it to work, it has to be a team thing because, as you imply, with all the various components to it, it's not terribly easy putting it together. But we've got younger teenagers producing beautiful dance that Deepta has trained them in. And we've got the musicians coming in as well, and Anton Woods comes in later on, plays a part in it as a musician, of course. So we've got these various things, and it's been very, very important for us to try and build a team feeling about the whole thing to make it a powerful theatrical force.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Just remind the listeners, Ken, when is Takshaka, King of the Snakes, on?
It's on the 5th of August at 6 p.m. at Toy Toy. So it's one show only, which is quite a challenge. So we're hoping that we'll get a big full house at that one.
And if you want tickets, where do we get the tickets from?
Tickets from Ticketek, Toy Toy, yeah.
Colony Ken, as we say in theatre.
I think it's about $25, which I think is very, very cheap. Yeah,
it's very cheap.
Yeah.
Break a leg.
Now, you mentioned Anton, and we have to also let everybody know that it's two shows in one.
Yes, it is.
We're getting two shows
it's
for the pre-show. First one.
Pre-show
a
show.
Pre-show. So the pre-show, the Anton's band, which he has described in a very droll way, it is the Bindas Bollywood Band, and he calls it Dr. Woods and his Bindas Bollywood Band, and that is going to be really fun. He's composed, arranged this music based on Bollywood genre, if you like. And as he says, the very name conjures imagery of medicine, exotic adjectives, and the funkiest music this side of Bombay.
Sounds marvellous.
That's Bombay Hills.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's going to be very entertaining. And then we'll have a little break. Then we'll go into some lovely dancing and the opening of the actual drama of Takshaka, King of Snakes.
Can't wait. Okay, that's Takshaka, King of Snakes, on at the Toy Toy Theatre, Saturday the 5th of August. The curtain goes up at 6 p.m. Tickets available from
Ticketek.
Good on you, Ken. My pleasure to talk to you. You look after yourself and hope you have a marvellous season.
Right. Thank you very much, Ken.